is not always issued as March 22nd committee on rules. It says issued March 17th. I knew it wasn't the 17th. We have one matter before us this morning, and if we have a quorum, we will do legislative concepts for introduction. At this point in time, I'm going to open a subcommittee to hear SR1 and ask our committee administrators to tell us about the measure before us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Resolution 1 encourages all Oregonians to undertake a day of voluntary service to others in honor of Cesar Chavez. It encourages all Oregon counties, municipalities, and school districts to join in recognizing Chavez's life and legacy.
Thank you. I also am supposed to remind everyone that we're going to be hearing SJR 10 and SJR 11, their Senator Deckert's Rock the Vote bills, at Woodburn High School on Tuesday, April 5th, during our regularly scheduled meeting time from 8:30 to 10:30. We're hoping to have student participation and look forward to having a very interesting discussion on those bills. With that, could I have Bart Marquez and Oscar Morales from Los Hispana come forward, please? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I'm here today to speak about or testify on Senate Resolution 1. And the impacts that Cesar Chavez has had.
And I need to introduce. And I need you to introduce yourself for the record.
My name is Bart Marquez.
Oh, my name is Oscar Morales.
Welcome.
Okay. And so the impacts that Cesar Chavez has had on me. First of all, I'm the son of two farm worker parents. They've worked in the field for over 20 years. And so the impact that Cesar Chavez has had on me is that it's influenced me to pursue my education. I've gone and completed my bachelor's degree, and so going into college, I kind of got the experience of learning more about Cesar Chavez. It's more, the atmosphere is more open to learn about what you want, and right now that in the high school education system, you don't really learn much about Cesar, and so this is something that's for me, it would be really exciting to see more of this implemented, and I think this is a starting point for our community as Oregonians to make a shift, and so that's where I'm at with our testifying. Cesar's life has got me involved in progressing into getting involved in progressing the social and economic justice. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Oscar Morales again. I came from Woodburn, and I want to testify about Cesar Chavez and about this resolution. For me, it's very important to recognize the work that Cesar Chavez did. Is for me very important, not just for the Latino community, but for everybody, because Cesar Chavez fight for the most needed, so it's important to recognize his life, his legacy. And also I want to testify about Cesar Chavez because he fight with the method of nonviolence, and it's very important for the youth to see that we can make a different world with the method of nonviolence. So it's very important, I repeat, not just for the Latino community, but for everybody. I also want to testify that Cesar Chavez worked very hard for the farm workers. I came from a family of farm workers, and so it's very important to recognize Cesar and his work. As a youth, it's very important to recognize Cesar because he came from the bottom, and he inspired me to progress and do my work better. So it's where I came.
Great.
To testify about Cesar.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Senator Faglioli.
You said you had a Bachelor of Arts degree, a Bachelor of Science degree. Where did you study, and what was your major area of study?
I studied at Western Oregon University. and I got my degree in corrections, criminal justice.
Right. Did you happen to meet a professor by the name of Peter Courtney while you were there?
I actually didn't meet Peter Courtney. I mean, I didn't take none of his classes, but I did get to meet him in several occasions with meetings with the president.
Great. Thank you.
I heard of
We hope you had a positive experience at Western. Are you one of the first in your family to go to college?
I have a twin brother, and we both started going, but I was the first to graduate.
Thank you both very much. We appreciate you coming this morning.
Thank you.
Next up, I have Jody Fisher. Good morning and welcome. Good to see you in the Capitol.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I still get nervous testifying. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jody Fisher, and I'm here today representing the Woodland School District to lend our support for Senate Resolution 1 honoring Cesar E. Chavez. I was a member of the Woodland School Board for 7 years, and I'm now the Director of Personnel. And we would like to take credit for Oscar Morales, who graduated from Woodland High School last year and is one of the outstanding leaders that we're graduating from our district. So Oscar is very special. For almost a decade now, the Woodburn School District has made it a policy to honor Cesar Chavez, both the man and his service, as part of our common national heritage. We have special school assemblies and devote classroom time every year around the birthday of Cesar Chavez to talk about the ideals he stood for, ideals like courage, service, dignity for all people, and social justice. I say our common American heritage because, of course, Cesar Chavez was an American hero. He was born in America and was a U.S. Navy veteran. But I must tell you that in the beginning, many Woodburn residents didn't see things that way. In fact, our celebration of the life and values of Cesar Chavez was born out of conflict and polarization. As you know, the Woodburn School District is unique. We are made up of nearly 70% Hispanic and English language learner students. 13% of our students are Old Believer Russians. In Woodburn, being an Anglo means you are decidedly in the minority. But Woodburn's also diverse in other ways than race and culture. We have a large senior citizen community in senior estates, mostly white, mostly middle class. And at the same time, statistically, we're one of the youngest communities in Woodburn. We have large century farms that have been handed down generation to generation. And at the same time, we have two of the largest farm worker housing complexes in the state. And finally, we're equally split between Republicans and Democrats. So in 1997, during my tenure as board chair, we had just completed a new elementary school and middle school complex, and it was a culmination of 5 years of failed bond measures, and we were extremely joyful to have come together to pass it. And the board wanted to cap that collaboration by coming up with a name for the school that would signify our diversity. I, for one, was determined that we weren't going to name it Paw Road School or School 91 and miss an opportunity. But I also must tell you that finding a name that would celebrate Woodburn's uniqueness, the differences, and the commonalities was easier said than done. We put together a public process, invited students and community to help us, and said, well, let the discussions begin. And not surprisingly, one of the names put forward by Picun was Cesar Chavez. It made sense since so many of our students were farm workers or descendants of farm workers. But then, of course, many of our students were also from farming families, FFA members, real country Western fans. When the name Cesar Chavez was put forward, the telling response from some of the members of our Anglo community, and especially our senior citizens, was, why name a school after a Mexican hero? Don't we have American heroes? And from there, the real dialogue and the learning began. In the end, we didn't name the middle school after Cesar Chavez. In the spirit of compromise, we looked for the qualities Cesar Chavez embodied and the qualities we wanted to pass on to all of our children. We named the middle school Valor, or Valor, which in both Spanish and English means courage. The whole naming of the school episode was a watershed, I think, for our community. It gave voice to our Hispanic silent majority and forced us Anglos to face our fears and our misconceptions. If you think that diversity is easy, think again. What we've committed ourselves to in Woodburn, however, is learning about each other. And having our students and community celebrate Cesar Chavez every year forces us, or if you want to think about it, gives us the opportunity to discover the values that we hold in common and not just the things that make us different. Can I say that we've conquered racism in Woodburn and that we have no more heated discussions or raised fists? No. There are still those among us who think Cesar Chavez is a hero of the Mexican Revolution. And there are still members of the Hispanic community who think that all Anglos are racists. But communities are not run by their fringes. They're run by those of us in the middle who are looking for common ground, those of us who want a better life for our children and the children of the world. We want peace on earth and dignity for all mankind. Those are the things that Cesar E. Chavez championed, and celebrating his life each year is one way we keep the dialogue alive in Woodburn. Without that dialogue, there can be no real understanding among cultures. So we salute your efforts with this resolution, and we hope it sparks the same kind of learning and collaboration that it has brought to our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us. Professor Bender, and then did you have some folks you wanted to bring up? Do you have some folks you want to bring up with you?
He's stag.
Okay. Come on up. I'm going to bring up some other folks then. Philip Kennedy Wong and Anthony Granados. Come on up. Good morning and welcome.
Want me to go first?
Sure.
Introduction. I'm Steve Bender. I'm a been a law professor at the University of Oregon for 15
years. We won't hold it against you.
I've written several books on the law, and I actually have a forthcoming book on the friendship of Cesar Chavez and Bobby Kennedy in the 1960s. I was born and raised in East Los Angeles with a Mexican-American mother, and I was there at the same time that Cesar Chavez was working to register voters on a nonpartisan basis in the early 1960s before he began organizing farm workers. And I wanted to speak briefly to some of his attributes. First, his principle of nonviolence. He fasted for almost a month in 1968 on a water-only diet to demonstrate his resolve against violence and his concern that 3 years into the grape strike in Delano that some of his membership might break down and succumb to some of the violence that was being leveled against them by security forces for the growers and by the police department that was sympathetic to the growers. And when he ended that fast with Bobby Kennedy at his side, one of the quotes in his speech was, "I'm convinced that the truest act of courage, the strongest act of manliness, is to sacrifice ourselves for others in a totally nonviolent struggle for justice. To be a man is to suffer for others. God help us be men." He also was a deeply spiritual man. He was motivated and organized his workers by drawing on spiritual influences. He was also devoted in his lifetime to the cause of aiding the underprivileged. He was raised in poverty in Arizona and then in California as a migrant farm worker. His family often lived in makeshift shelters. He decided to leave school after the eighth grade to support his parents and his siblings. Although he encouraged the underprivileged throughout his life to pursue their education as a means of advancement. He was praised by Pope Paul VI for his sustained effort to apply the principles of Christian social teaching. He lived his life with only basic human needs and never an extravagance, so he lived without regard to his self-interest. He was selfless. And finally, he never wavered from his goal to humanize farm workers in the eyes of the public and gain them the dignity they deserve. Cesar Chavez, he undertook a lifetime of voluntary service, so it's particularly appropriate to honor him as Oregonians with our own commitment for a day of voluntary service. And Cesar is treasured by the Mexican-American community, but his legacy of service belongs to all Americans. In today's world of excess consumption, commercialism, and tarnished sports heroes, it's refreshing to acknowledge a champion for the underprivileged and a true hero. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Madam Chair, Vice Chair Ferrioli, y a todos presentes, perdona mi acento español. I said, forgive my Spanish accent and my pronunciation. For the record, my name is Anthony Granados, representing the Oregon Catholic Conference. The Oregon Catholic Conference officially represents the Catholic bishops of Oregon in service to the Catholic population of more than 400,000 in promotion of the common good. The Oregon Catholic Conference is very pleased to testify in support of Senate Resolution 1, which encourages Oregonians to undertake a day of voluntary service to honor a great American, a lifelong Catholic, and a hero to those who work for justice, namely Cesar Chavez. Inspired by a priest friend and mentor, Cesar Chavez put the Catholic social teaching tradition into practice. By speaking up for the rights of farm workers, he stood in solidarity for the rights of farm workers, he stood in solidarity with a group of human beings whose inherent human dignity was and often continues to be threatened by exposure to harmful pesticides, low wages, and mistreatment. Through nonviolence, organizing, fasting, and prayer, Cesar Chavez inspired a movement to help empower those who find themselves often at great disadvantage in our society. In service to the plight of farm workers, Cesar Chavez lived out his faith. It is truly fitting, then, that in encouraging Oregonians to undertake a day of voluntary service to others, we as a community honor the life of Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Brown and Vice Chair Senator Perioli, for the record, I'm Phil Kennedy Wong with Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon, and I'm pleased here to announce our support of Senate Resolution 1, and beginning by thanking Senators Courtney, Brown, and Ferrioli for co-sponsoring SR1 in honor of Cesar Chavez, whose lifelong work to improve the lives of America's farm workers exemplifies the call of many religions for social and economic justice in the world. Cesar Chavez used Catholic social teaching as his guide in the struggle for farm worker rights, as Anthony just alluded to. But I'd like to take a quick moment to share with you that other Christian faiths share the same views in terms of social justice. The Presbyterian Church of the United States proclaims justice demands that social institutions guarantee all persons the opportunity to participate actively in economic decision-making that affects them. All workers, including undocumented, migrant and farm workers, have the right to choose to organize for the purpose of collective bargaining. Cesar Chavez spent his life helping farm workers achieve the right to organize, and that right meant safe working conditions and just wages, without which the American dream would be out of reach for many workers, and not just farm workers. And like Martin Luther King Jr., Cesar Chavez was committed to nonviolent means to attain social justice for the 50,000-plus farm workers in California. He led a 340-mile march in 1966 from the farm fields to Sacramento, the state capital, to demand that California lawmakers give farm workers the right to organize. And like Gandhi, he fasted several times to raise awareness to the hazardous working conditions and substandard wages that farm workers faced. For many in the American Hispanic community, he is a folk hero and is celebrated as such. It is certainly about time that we celebrate Cesar Chavez as a true American hero. After all, his life was dedicated to helping farm workers reach the American dream. Why else would workers seek the right to organize except only to realize the American dream? We believe it is appropriate for the state of Oregon to honor the legacy of Cesar Chavez by asking others to volunteer in the spirit of giving back to our society and to lift up his accomplishments so that they inspire others to safeguard the rights of all workers. There is so much work left to do, as many are still toiling in low-wage jobs without safeguards, health care, retirement, and the right to organize. We hope that this resolution will serve as an important reminder to continue the cause of justice to help others to achieve the American dream. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for the panel? Senator Perioli?
No questions.
Thank you, Mr. Granados, Professor Bender, Mr. Philip Kennedy Wong. And Professor Bender, we enjoyed having you here today, so I hope you can come again.
Thanks.
Next up, I have Reverend Stephen Whitty. And is there anyone else wishing to testify in the audience? Everybody's shy this morning.
Sleepy.
It's not that early. Thanks.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Reverend Stephen Whitty, Executive Director of Oregon Farm Worker Ministry. Madam Chair and Senator Ferrioli, I appreciate the opportunity to offer this testimony today. I come in support of Senate Resolution 1. I can think of no better nor more fitting way to honor the memory of Cesar Chavez than to call for all Oregonians to make March 31st a day of service. What better way is there to honor one's life whose life was marked by heroic and selfless service? Our state was blessed with many visits from Cesar, and we continue to be honored by the continuing visits of the United Farm Workers co-founder Dolores Huerta. It is my sincere hope that Oregonians might learn wisdom from a man, although he possessed only an eighth grade education, embodied great wisdom. As Cesar once said, it's not good enough to teach our young people to be successful so that they can realize their ambitions, so that they can earn good livings, so they can accumulate material things that society bestows. Those are worthwhile goals. but it is not enough to progress as individuals while our friends and neighbors are left behind. I believe that these words are more important now than when they were uttered more than 20 years ago. They are important as when we see a widening gap between those with bounteous riches and those who live with the barest of necessities. Again, as Cesar said, we are certain God's will is that all share in the good things the earth produces. We stand in the shadow of one whose humble leadership focused our nation's attention upon the sufferings of those who harvest our food. 2 years ago, I was invited by Senate President Peter Courtney to lead prayer in our state Senate on Cesar's birthday. That day, Senator Courtney shared these words with the Senate. This is a very important day for Oregon, the celebration of Cesar Chavez Day. His tireless leadership was the leading voice for migrant farm workers. His efforts to focus national attention upon these terrible working conditions eventually led to improvements. Today, I join with my sisters and brothers who harvest the state's abundant crops. I join with those who are represented in our state by PECUN and the UFW. I extend my hand to each and every person who desires that the state of Oregon be marked by a genuine concern for each and every person residing within its boundaries. I encourage all Oregonians to follow the lead of Cesar Chavez and offer a day of service in his memory, bringing to fruition the vision of justice that burned brightly in the heart of Cesar Chavez. On behalf of Oregon Farmworker Ministry, I urge that State Senate Resolution 1 be accepted and passed.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. Any questions? Anybody else wishing to testify? If not, we're going to go into recess and wait for a couple of our members to show up. So we'll be in recess. Possible and work session on Senate Resolution 1, and ask if there's anybody else wishing to testify. Doesn't look like it, so I will move to Senator Farrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Move the Senate Resolution 1 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Farrioli has moved Senate Resolution 1 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing and seeing that, the motion passes. Senator Farrioli and Senator Brown would carry this together. And then I need to move into work sessions on introductions of legislative concepts. We have one menu in front of us. It's from Chair Lori Moniz Anderson, and it's a two-part proposal that would require insurers to provide certain information regarding hospital services to the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and number two, health care facilities to provide certain information to the Office for the Oregon Health Plan and Policy Research. I would ask for your vote simply for the purpose of drafting this request and is not in support or opposition to the measure, and your vote will not delay the session any further. With that, is there any discussion about the measure? Seeing none, the chair moved the legislative concept, and is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. A couple of quick announcements. On April 5th, we will be going to Woodburn High School in our regularly scheduled time, 8:30 to 10:30, to hear Senator Deckert's SJR 10 and 11 for Rock the Vote. And Senate Resolution 1 will be on the floor March 31st. So we thank all of you for joining us this morning. And with that, we are adjourned.
When are we going to Woodburn?
Did you guys look
April 5th.